I'm Dana Pretzer. You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio, and this is my daily commentary for Tuesday, November 21st, 2006. Story comes out of Los Angeles. An elderly man who killed 10 people and injured more than 70 others when he drove through an outdoor farmer's market was sentenced Monday to probation by a judge who said he believed the crime deserved imprisonment, but the defendant was too ill. George Russell Weller, 89, was convicted October 20th of 10 counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence in a case that ignited debate over the licensing of elderly drivers. Weller, confined to a sick bed, was not present. Weller was 86 when he plowed his 1992 Buick LeSabre into the crowded farmer's market on July 16, 2003, moments after colliding with another car. Superior Court Judge Michael Johnson said he agreed completely with the jury and called Weller's actions callous, showing an enormous indifference to human life. Well, there's a little bit more to it than that. Because the man is too ill, that doesn't mean that he can't go to jail. There are hospital wards at jails. Those that are sentenced to life sentences die in jail in some cases. And someone who is convicted of 10 counts of vehicular manslaughter, ill or not, should spend time in jail. It's just that simple. But what the story doesn't report on is the debate over licensing of elderly drivers. In my opinion, those at the age of 65 should be made to take mandatory driver's tests, both written and on the road. I'm Dana Pretzer.